interview with a horse.
I've never interviewed with a horse, Frosty.
You are listening pretty late, and it is absolutely my pleasure and delight to be interviewing Eric Paquette at the...
It's Cavalier. Am I saying Cavalier right?
Absolutely. It's Cavalier. And the name of the show is Odysseo. We pretty much made up those words to find something pretty and original. So Cavalier is a mix of cavalier, which means rider in French,
okay,
and caballero, which means horse in Spanish.
Okay.
So we kind of play around and found Cavalier was unique and original. And Odysseo is the name of the show here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And Odyssey, well, with Odysseo, we're taking the audience throughout an odyssey and a journey around the world. So we thought Odysseo is good, and we have a lot of water elements in the show as
well.
For instance, the finale, without giving too much away, we actually flooding the stage and we're creating a real lake for a splashing finale with artists and horses. So we thought water is an important element of the show, and water in French is eau. So we created Odysseo.
Wow. It sounds like you guys are really putting on a production on a grand scale. And you were mentioning to me it takes about 200 people traveling with this show to make all that magic happen.
That's correct.
Where did this come from?
It all came from the imagination of Normand Naturel. Normand Naturel created this show. He's the co-founder of Cirque du Soleil. So he was part of Cirque du Soleil back in the 80s. He created the whole thing. He brought Cirque du Soleil into Los Angeles in California for the beginning of the tour. And then he had children, so he had to go back home.
Right.
But, you know, as a creator, he had the bug for always. So he was creating shows in Quebec close to home. And one of the shows that he created was an outside theater. Many performances, and it was all about tales of her province of Quebec. And he decided one day to bring one horse to the stage. And, oh my God, the audience was in complete awe with the horses. So after the show, the stage manager came to Normand Naturel and he said, you know what, I think we're going to have to get rid of that horse because he's stealing the focus.
Oh, no.
Completely. And Normand said, No, my friend, you're misunderstanding what's happening now. We need to create a show about horses. And that's how Cavalier, the first show, was created, And Normand often says, you know what, I had no idea what was the difference between a cow and a horse. He had no clue at all.
Right.
So what he did, he went on through a journey in Europe to learn about the equestrian art. So he saw a lot of shows, the horse shows, a lot of jumping, a lot of dressage. But he was a little bit bored, actually, because he's a guy that likes to see the lights. He's coming from a background in the entertainment world with Cirque du Soleil, but all kinds of things. He's like, wait a second. There's something that's never been created to a large scale before, and it's the perfect marriage of acrobatic, the stage arts, and the equestrian arts. So in Odysseo nowadays, oh my God, almost 20 years later when he first thought of it, it's the perfect marriage of acrobatic, stage art, and then combined with the equestrian art, but just not one discipline. We have all of them. We have dressage, we have liberty, we have trick riding, Cossack riding.
What was the second one?
Liberty.
What's liberty?
Liberty is French for freedom.
Okay.
So what liberty is a very important component of our show. It's in line with the philosophy of training as well, but it's very simple. It's the purest form of equestrian art, where the horse are completely free on stage.
And so saddle, no rein?
No saddle, no rein, no bridle, nothing.
Okay.
The only thing the trainer that are playing with them have is their voice command and body language.
Okay. So like with thighs and knees and...
Absolutely. But right. Also the hands. Mostly the hands, the way they move themselves on stage. The horse are accustomed and trained to be able to learn these cues and to play with the trainer. Mind you, nothing is ever perfect. But you know what? That's the beauty of Odysseo. The imperfection in the personalities of the horses and the way they want to be playful with the human. And
sure.
These are the most amazing moments of the show. So yes, we have, of course, a plan for where things are going for that 2 hours, for that journey. But we never know. They are in charge. And that's why we have a live band in our show. They are positioned into the white big tub as to they can see the stage, they can follow the action.
Okay.
So if Frosty, my friend right here, one night decides to stay a little longer for the applause because he likes it, we're used to that and we can adjust the show as to please him, but also to let him shine, to let him show who he is. So there's two things with Odysseo. We recreated nature on stage. The stage itself is the size of the United Center hockey rink, just to give you an idea of the stage.
Okay.
And the stage and the bleacher is housed by the white big top that you see at the south part of Soldier Field. That's the size of the football field across the road here, of the Bear football field. That's the size. So it's a village.
Enormous proportion.
It's
right
huge.
Yes.
It's a village that we're creating here. And all this, at first, we didn't want it to create the largest touring show in the world. We just realized, hey, if you want to recreate nature on stage, if you want to kind of stick to the natural behavior of the horse and let them express themselves, we're going to need a lot of spaces. And here we are today, having the largest touring show in the world and having space to play with the horse and let them express themselves. And it's beautiful. It really makes the show very unique and also entertaining.
And how do you train a horse? I mean, at what age do you bring a colt or a foal into your... Are they foals, right?
When they're very young, they are called foals. But we're not getting them as young as that. We will start training a horse at about 6 years old.
So, really?
Yes.
We have
the luxury of time with this show. We've been on the road for quite some time, and integrating a horse into the show is not something that we need to rush to do, honestly. So again, for the horse to be comfortable with the environment, not every horse would be comfortable with this environment. So taking the time to feel the horse. So we would go out and purchase horses and look for them. Of course, we want a beautiful horse, right? We want them beautiful.
Like Frosty.
Such a hand. He loves
gorgeous.
The camera. But really, I've talked to many trainers and many people who were looking for horses for us, and they all told me, you need to look in their eyes of their horse. And I thought they were like, man, come on now. Are you kidding?
I agree. And only because my dad was a gambler, and we used to go to the racetrack, but my dad would let me go down, and I would always look in the eye of the horses and see which one I thought was going to win.
And it's very true. The eye says a lot on the horse. So the way they communicate with you, the way he wants to be with you, and look at that's me kissing a horse. Yes, it is.
but it's sort of the spirit or the energy
absolutely.
And interest, right?
Absolutely. You're right. The spirit and the energy, those trainers feel them. They're used to it. And they want to make sure that if we take on a horse to be part of this journey, they are enjoying themselves.
Right.
So on stage, the horse are on stage for about 12 minutes max, each of them.
Okay.
Not more than this. So, of course, throughout the day, they're not staying in their stall. Even if the stall is beautiful, it's clean, and it's huge, and they're next to their friends, they're all doing all kinds of things. We have classes throughout the day. You saw the practice tent next to the white big top. They will go there, do some exercise, and actually do everything but what they do in the show. Because it's important to keep a horse entertained and physically and mentally healthy.
Right.
You have to challenge it. And you know what? He will challenge you. He will start to have fun, a lot of fun. And that's where that bond is getting created between the riders and the horse.
Do you get rambunctious, just Frosty? Do you start kicking up the storm out there?
Frosty is super awesome. Frosty's so lovely. He's so curious. That's what I like about him the most. He really wants to be, what's going on? He wants to be part of it. You cannot just stand next to his stall and pretend he's not there. He's not going to like it. He needs to acknowledge him and be like, hey, okay, we love you.
We love you, Frosty. Absolutely.
And he loves us back. That's the most beautiful thing.
He's gorgeous. And the performers, you have to have people who are working in the stable. Do the performers also participate in taking care of the horses?
Absolutely. So we have a team of 20 people in the stable that takes care of the horse day in and day out. And it's split it in two teams. So there's the morning team that are more stable hands. So they will making sure to pick all the stalls. Oh, you've got some wet hay. That's nice. So I'm completely dirty now, but that's okay. So the team in the morning comes and, of course, make sure that the horse are fed. We feed the horse 6 times a day. They have hay and grain. We import the hay from Canada to make sure that it's the perfect hay for them because diet is very important for a horse. And then the gray, we have also supplement. And each and every horse has a customized diet because it depends on their age, on their breed, on their level of exercise and what they do in the show, what they do throughout the day. And that's a very important part of the operation in the stables. But nothing is left to chances. Everything is meticulously planned. And they work really hard. It's a lot of work. Talk to anybody who has a couple horse in their ranch. It's a lot of work. And imagine 65 of them. So they are the heart and soul of everything we
do. And you're worth it, Frosty.
Absolutely.
We are hanging out with Eric Hockhead with the Cavalier Odiseo. Am I saying both of those? Either one
Odiseo
of those.
Odiseo by Cavalier, but it's okay.
Odiseo by Cavalier.
Yes, you got it.
And we're going to take a quick break, and I want to find out more about the performers and his experience traveling with the show around the world. More for this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late, and I'm standing outside of the stable with Frosty, this magnificent horse who's one of the performers of Odiseo by Cavalier.
Cavalier.
I've heard it both ways, and I've said it wrong every single time. And Eric Paquette,
That's right.
I'm saying that correctly. Who is the PR director for the traveling show. You've been with the company for 5 years?
5 years. And interesting enough, I was doing kind of your job before. I was an entertainment reporter.
Oh, really?
I was in Hollywood, and I was doing all the red carpets and the Grammys and the Golden Globes, and I loved it.
And you got sucked in by the horses?
Totally. You know what? I got tired of celebrities. But now I'm here, and I'm surrounded by 65 of them. But at least, you know what? They don't talk back to me. They're very a lot nicer than a lot of A-listers.
They're rambunctious in different ways. Right? Is it your attitude, Frosty?
His attitude is love.
Tell us about how you fell in love with the show.
That's a really good question, because it didn't take me a long time. You know what? I set foot under the big tub, and I was so impressed by the size. I remember clearly the first day that I arrived here. I couldn't believe the size and the number of people that it took to build this theater, because it's a moving theater.
Sure.
And the goal of this show was to present a show that you can, that you can compare to the biggest auditorium in Vegas or in Las Vegas or in London or in New York, but in a traveling tent. And from outside, the tent is very impressive. It's huge. But from the inside, you're like, how is this possible? How is this all the technical component, the top-of-the-line technology that we bring?
Right.
It's a tent.
Right.
I mean, at one part of the show, we have a real-size carousel that comes down onto the stage. It comes from the ceiling. And it's enormous, and it's fantastic. So the things that we can do technologically with this show is unbelievable, and it really sets us apart from any big top show. There's no way you're going to see something so magnificent. And of course, yes, I'm part of the show, but I don't have to say this. I mean it.
The passion in your voice, I think, demonstrates where you're coming from.
You have to see it to believe it. I mean, you can see pictures. I can talk to you for hours. You can see the video online, but you will never get the full-on experience until you come and sit down and let us take you on this journey throughout the world with these magnificent animals. And it's a treat. You will remember this forever. Like I was telling you a little earlier off the air, it's like I remember seeing my first Disney movie. It was Fantasia. And I remember this so vividly, like it was yesterday, and I was a kid back then. And I think the effect of Odyssey was similar. You want more. You wonder where you were all this time. How come this is not more present in your life? That's how I felt.
Where has this been?
Well, here in Chicago now.
Right. Is it your first time in Chicago?
With Odyssey, absolutely. The first show, Cavalia, was here in 2009. So it took us a little while to come back, only because we wanted to have the perfect site.
Okay.
And it was no easy task to get the south lot of the Soldier Field, because it's a very prized, everybody wants to be here. It's perfect for Chicago. But we were patient, and it paid off, because we were able to open the biggest film show here. It's perfect.
Yeah, I'm guessing you like the location right on the lakefront.
It's perfect. Not only that the view is beautiful, but people know and see us every day when they're traveling on Lakeshore Drive.
I did one day. How long have you been set up here?
We set this big top on March 2nd, actually.
Right, so it's been a bit.
Yep,
I finally put together the big billboards and all the advertising. The Odyssey by Cavalier. Yeah, Cavalier.
There you
go. I'm gonna get it eventually. But it is pretty spectacular. And you travel with 200 people. How many of them are performers?
So we have 48 performers in total. So that includes the live musician, the aerialist that does all kinds of acrobatics in the air. We have acrobats on the ground. We have a team of acrobats that are from Africa. And these guys are so unbelievable. You look at their body and their physicality, and to think that they never go to the gym. They were born on beaches in Africa.
Sure.
And they were having fun with the brothers, with their cousins, with their friends, doing flips, doing pyramids. And it's very particular because our stage is made of sand here. And it's, I don't know if you're trying to run in the sand, but it's not easy. It will make your cardio go.
Oh, yeah, you gotta dig.
And these guys are flawlessly able to perform in all kinds of on sand. It's just unbelievable. And all this mixed with the projection, we have a screen in the back that is 3 times the size of an IMAX screen to really transport the audience. We have a real mountain for amazing perspective. Like I said earlier, we have water even at the finale for a splashing finale. It's just creating a lake under a tent. Again, it's quite amazing. So everything put together, it gives us the best show ever.
And how long have some of the performers been? I'm guessing some people have to get on with their lives, but some people, I'm guessing, have been here for quite a long time.
Yes, some of the artists that we have in the trainer have been part of Odiso since their creation 6 years ago.
Okay.
They were actually part of the discussion of what can work and what cannot work and how we can push the limit of live entertainment. So I like to say that these folks, these people that are here from the beginning, are so proud of where we are today, because
sure,
part of their heart and we're into the performing.
It's a big commitment.
It's a huge commitment. But
yeah,
you know what? Some of the artists I talk to, they're like, you know, I'm going to try it for a year, and I've been seeing them for four.
Oh,
they
really?
Can't leave, because it's a very addictive lifestyle, you know? It's something that you cannot do. I think you have to run away with this once in your life. And it gives us the pleasure to wow spectator around the globe. And being surrounded with artistic people, with horses, it's fantastic.
But how do you cast? You mentioned the acrobats,
mm-hmm,
but obviously you have to have people who are highly skilled equestrian performers.
Absolutely. So we do auditions. So we just had an audition in North America about, I would say, last summer. So we stopped in a few cities, and it was more for the acrobatic side.
Okay.
Because for the equestrian side, nonetheless, acrobatic or equestrian is a very tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other.
Sure.
Everybody knows what
sense.
Shows goes there and what shows is coming back to. It's a very tight-knit community, and there's a big respect amongst each other. And having to find a new riders or a new trainer, it's mostly word of mouth. Oh, I know this guy
sure.
that used to be part of this, and now...
Which is helpful, too, because they know each other, word of mouth.
Absolutely.
Vouching for someone.
Absolutely. And again, as cheesy as it sounds, this is a big family.
Right.
We love each other. We hate each other one day. We want to marry each other the other day. We want to divorce each other. I mean, you get the picture. There's highs and lows, but at the same time, this is real life. But at the end of the day, we get to wow 2,042 people,
uh-huh,
and the applause and the smiles from the kids to grandma. It's amazing. I feel very lucky to be part of this, and I think I speak for everybody. Then this is one of the best experiences of our lives.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you next. That the performer's point of view and for the people working with the show, it seems magnificent. What do you want people to know if they're just considering buying a ticket for the show? What will they experience?
They will definitely experience a journey that will take them somewhere else, that will kind of set the bar for entertainment. He's messing with your bang. That's so
that
not cool. Yes, he loves it. But that's all love, right?
But it's all love.
Excuse me. So I think what people will take off of this, it will really set the bar for live entertainment. It will really bring them somewhere they've never been before. And definitely, if you bring kids, they might ask for a pony for the holidays.
Oh, no, no doubt about
they
it.
They might.
Yeah.
But
look,
I mean,
I went to the racetrack. I wanted to be a jockey for the longest time. So.
But I think it opens up the imagination, definitely, honestly. What's possible. And the bond. I mean, sometimes, I mean, we don't live in the most serene atmosphere in all kinds of sphere
really?
In life.
I didn't notice.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. So I think for 2 hours, taking people on a dream and kind of leaving the worry in the car for 2 hours, it doesn't seem long, but I think it's essential, honestly. And I think that's why I'm myself working in entertainment, because I don't need to face all the music all the time. I can escape.
Sure.
And I think this is one of the most beautiful escape I've ever experienced.
Well, I look forward to escaping with the show. Thank you so much, Eric. It's been
it was a real pleasure.
I've got to have you in studio sometime. Tell me you stay up late. You must stay up late.
I love staying up late.
Well, then come to the show after opening night.
Sounds great.
All right, then.
I'll be there.
This is Eric Paquette, who's the PR director and spokesperson for Odiseo by Cavalier. Wow, I got a thumbs up that I got it right. Look at that. Oh, thank you, Frosty. Frosty, we're excited. More after this on 720 WGN.